information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hello, and hey, and welcome to This Week's Criticast. The name is Larry. It's the penultimate one before the end of the year, isn't it? Because then next week is like Boxing Day, and the week after is like New Year, the day after New Year. So, yeah, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, welcome to the Criticast. The two things, major issues I'm going to tackle today are the Zim Hip Hop Awards, as well as the women's rights issues. I'm going to talk about women's rights issues, but before I go into that, the news that came out this week, remember the situation with that guy by the name of Pritchard Zimondi, who was accused of murdering his girlfriend, or the girl who had dumped him, Mona Lisa Chinomona, in about 2012. Yeah, I think that was then. Yeah, he was found guilty of murder. He had said he hadn't done it. Yeah, no, the High Court has decided he's guilty. He stabbed her 15 times, just being found guilty of doing that. And, yeah, he tried to say no, he didn't, but a lot of evidence pointed towards the fact that he was the one who did it, so, yeah. In all of this, rest in peace, Mona Lisa Chinomona. Now, in terms of the women's rights issues, two very low points came out this week. The first one was a video that circulated around Zimbabwe of a woman by the name of Faith. I think her surname is Mutema or something like that, I can't remember. Now, she had been engaging in nefarious activities with this other guy called Tonderai or something like that, I can't remember. You know, I can't remember the details at the moment. I should really make notes of the names. But that's not the important part. So anyway, the husband caught wind of this via WhatsApp messages in her phone, in which she said to have paid this guy $65 to engage in illicit affair with her and that sort of thing. And you know, the video made of her begging for mercy from the family of the man, because you know what happens is that in a situation like that, so people sit around and the final outcome comes, and there was a tete was there who threw 20 cents as gupuro. Gupuro, for those who don't know, it's like a token to show that divorce has happened, and the person who's been divorced takes that token. It's a derisory figure. It says this is what you're worth. So it's about 20 cents. Go away. Go and show that to your family. Not wanted in this family. Now, first things first, I think recording that and then distributing it is just like a low point. It's ridiculous. I don't think anyone should be recording that to start with. We're living in an environment in which we seem to record everything and we don't really live life. Back in the days, a lot of things happened in families, but kept under wraps. Why? Because, you know, for the dignity of people involved. Now imagine the kids of this woman and this man in this instance see this video one day of your mother begging for mercy, and she always been seen by the public, you know, because remember, at the end of the day, you want to keep somebody's dignity. Yes, she did wrong, but you know, you want to keep somebody's dignity, and more often than not, you found so many comments on the blogospheres and whatever it was, you know, making fun of the woman. So, you know, whatever it is, she's the mother of your kids. Don't do that. It's just weird. And the reaction across the blogosphere, Zimbabwe's twimbosphere, and whatever it was just ridiculous. It was silly. Many people saying, yeah, she deserved it, and calling all sorts of names. Yeah, just don't share with the world. Just don't do that. I mean, we love doing public shaming of women. And talking about public shaming, there was a situation, the second situation, which is like a really low point for women's rights in Zimbabwe. A woman in the Harare CBD was pretty much stripped. Now, this thing was on video evidence. Stripped. Like, there were only like 2-3 people in the crowd who were trying to help her. You know, shout out to those two men. But the video went viral once again. A woman, like, you know, there's this thing, these touts, Maui Indian and so forth, as they're called here, who go around stripping women if they feel that the skirt or dress they're wearing is too small. And this woman is trying to run for cover, and every time she'd get, there was a point, this was ridiculous, but there was a point where they pulled her out of the car. You know, she's sitting in there and she's trying to get some safety, and they dragged her out. Trying to tear her panties off and stuff like that. It's ridiculous. And there's video evidence, and I'm hoping the police don't make it such a difficult situation, because there's evidence. This is a different situation where there isn't any evidence. In this instance, there's video evidence. You can go to that rank, arrest those idiots. We need to start protecting women's rights a lot more. We just need to do better. You know, we need to live in a country where we're no longer talking about the difference between men and women. We're just talking about citizens of the country. You know, it's just things that just make us look like this society that is just living its own little bulb or whatever. I don't know. It's just ridiculous.
Today's hottest music may be fatal if swallowed, but be our guest.
Yeah, that's some Zimbabwean EDM from a man by the name of DJ Philo, together with a beautiful and sensational voice, sweet, lovely voice, from a lady by the name of Yolanda Candice. What up? What's happening? The track is called Young Again. The name is Larry. You listen to The Criticast. The next thing I'm going to talk about, a big story that blew up this week. The Zimbabwe Hip Hop Awards took place, yeah, and you know, they're always controversial, and this year was no different. So the Zimbabwe Hip Hop Awards happened, yay. We applaud them. It's the fourth year that they've done it, so we applaud them for having them. This time they were at the Wing Y International. Yeah, well, you know, it was a different type of venue. There's more lighting, yeah. But you know, the setup felt like a bit like, you know, a lot of people felt, you know, it was a regression in the setup. The VIP was full, packed. I think, you know. Yeah, this is not a good look. This is, you can't put like a whole bunch of people and, you know, they pay $20 to get into the VIP and they can't get a seat. So this is strange, I don't know. Anyway, that was that. The controversial thing wasn't really the program. The program was, yeah, you know. Most of the artists, except this guy called Calvin from Malawi, were pretty average. You know, it's like, wow. One of the things that really pissed me off, like I'm proper pissed about this, is, you know, remember Mischief? Yeah, Mischief. He passed away earlier this year, and his mom came and accepted the Lifetime Achievement Award. And, you know, there was this somber moment. There was this moment where everybody was like, wow, yeah, rest in peace, Mischief. So she gets done. She talks and, you know, she's holding back tears. She talks about how she lost Mischief's sister in the same year. So it's been a very, very difficult year for her. Yeah, so that's done. Yeah, you know. The lights go off after she gets off the stage, and guess what? Someone rolls a coffin onto the stage, and out comes some rapper, and he starts rapping. I don't know. It's just what are you thinking? I mean, like, you know, I have words. I just can't say them. I just can't. Yeah. I was pissed off. I was just like, no, you don't do that. It's completely disrespectful. Right in his mother's face. It's just, yeah. No, it's just weird. And then, of course, there was a controversy around PK, who's been in the rap game for so many years, getting best newcomer. Yeah, Hakeem called him out. You know what? It was just weird. And you know, the reason, it's just one of those things that you've got words. You've been one of those situations, you've got words, and you've got like 100 words coming into your head at the same time, and none of them are good, and you can't pick one. Yeah, I don't know. this feels like you went back Hip Hop Awards 2013. People are like, okay, we're beginning to make progress, but this was regression. No. Maybe expect too much. I think to a certain extent, you also got to start accepting that maybe hip hop needs to really look at itself in the face and stop thinking there's an industry, because they know. Yeah, some of those performances, guys, were just absolutely rubbish. It's rubbish. Don't do that. Just don't.
Check left channel. Check right channel. Ah, fuck it. Just play another hit.
Touch a queen, Chava Fina, Adjusta Seedsman with Jaguananda Nina. Yeah, I'm a winner, cash spinner, Harare hustler, dirty money cleaner, Simic small dealer, Funza DJ Squiller, Dini punchline king slash hook killer, Basaronga Mafila, Apata Takachila, Imagine Tamu Hasha, one richness of a killer.
And now they say, boys, that's what I'm gonna by the border, Tumbo Fama boys, the Chaka Mazuda. No cash, missing lot of money, body. So I'm trying to do me, Victory Nani. Real niggas, what's up? Cash, shit, the boys, no, I talk with my era. Hands the same, my goals, I ain't that you fight it on. Hands the chair, I'm Utanga, as we party it up. Hands the later, Mari boys, I'm gonna check with my era. Who I feel? My ghetto, I'm trying to pee, my rain, I'm on the pee, messing, I'm trying to pee. Flying high, trying to do this also irregular. I'm trying to keep climbing, stay going, never get enough. Making cream cheese, cash, etc., etc. They just trying to see me, hoping that they get a better look. And that's right, they trying to be where I be though. All confused, like I still can't get up, I be go.
Woko mudenga kunge uri kusarenda. Woka zira zi H, rine styra ino blender. Go ahead,
cause you's a hustler.
Go ahead,
uno tora mari.
Go ahead,
no matter where you
go
at.
Go ahead,
uno tora jana.
Woko mudenga kunge uku ziva ansa. Jezo koro za puti kana makoso hamu tana.
Yeah, that's music from two of the biggest heavyweights in Zimbabwean hip-hop, Junior Brown and Simba Tags. Simba Tags won Best Producer this year at the Hip Hop Awards. Shout out to him. The track is called Go Ahead. Yeah, standards out there, standards. Coming up on the other side of this, I'll give you guys three tips on how to make your woman smile. Yeah, it doesn't cost as much as you think. The name is Larry. He's the Critic.
Crank it up and piss off the whole damn neighborhood.
Turn it down.
Yeah, it's Larry, and you are listening to The Criticos. And yeah, in the final segment, it's always the relationship issues. And the thing I'm going to talk about right now is no biggie. There were a couple of big issues I came in, but I just decided for a change, something that just is what it is. Now, gentlemen out there, I'm assuming you want your woman to smile. You like her being happy. You like her to think that you do the right thing, that sort of thing. I'm going to give you three tips, just three tips that you can do today that will cost you nothing. They'll cost you absolutely nothing to make her smile. Okay, so it's just three things, It doesn't have to be anything psychotic and out there. You know, you always think, no, in order to make my woman smile, I've got to go buy a Bentley or something, or I've got to be Chiangwa and get a gold-plated something or the other. Who cares? But no, there are things that you can do. The first thing that you want to do is look at her dead and square in the eyes and tell her she is beautiful. She will feel it because you mean it. Sometimes she feels as if you you don't think she is. But reassure her. She's got times where she feels insecure. So tell her today that she is beautiful and you think she's the most beautiful woman in the world. Secondly, do something small and sweet. Now, I said earlier on, sometimes guys, we want to go over the top and we want to go buy the expensive things or take them away for expensive holidays and that sort of thing. No, you don't have to do that. They love small and sweet little things, you know. Send her a text message right now if you're not with her and tell her that you miss her and that you're thinking about her. That's all you need to do. You know, or buy her a single red rose on your way home. Just one. Don't get the whole bunch. Just one. And then, you know, if you're one of those, just put her a sweet note and tell her, you know, I think you're beautiful. Whatever it is, you know, things that she wants. You know she likes to hear. She's with you because you did some stuff that she liked to hear. Thirdly, the final thing, listen to her. Like, don't hear her talk. Sometimes, you know, when the woman is talking, she's just talking, and she can see that we're not there. Now listen to everything with her and have a real conversation with her. Be actually interested in what she has to say and care about the things that she cares about. And I'm not saying you suddenly have to love the color pink and, you know, stuff like that, but, you know, take a look, you know, be interested in the favorite things that she likes, that she's into. Think about it. When you were dating, she pretended she was interested in football, didn't she? And more often than not, you know, she changed football teams to be the one that you wanted to be with, because she wanted to be with you. Yeah. So those three things that you can do to date, you know, to make your woman smile. Yeah. There's a lot more that you can do, but I just thought I could share those two, because, you know, relationships need work. The name is Larry. You listen to the Criticast. Now, say thank you very much for joining me this week and the penultimate show of 2014. And yeah, it's been quite a year. Next week we'll do some crazy things with the end of the year. But I'd like to thank you very much for being with me for this experience. If you want to get in touch with me, email me on info@larryquidirai.com, or you could also go to my website, www.larryquidirai.com, or you go to my Twitter @quidirai. Follow me. Yeah, let's have a conversation. Or WhatsApp me, +263 776 5955 560. And with that, I leave you listening to some classic R&B from a young man by the name of Jonathan. The track is called Chico. I got the pleasure of meeting him yesterday. Very likable young man. The track is lovely. The track is called Chico. The name is Larry. It's been the Criticast. Take care of yourself.
Last night, my wish wrong, I should have never lied.
Kuanka, what a coopy night, Jonathan, coming back at this hour. Kuku VP, where have you been?
Hey, yeah.
You had me worried.
Don't like you when she's mad. In the bunza wall. I'm not even gonna cheat.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you wanna go out?